ahead and open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm so thankful for the more grace and the more grace and the more grace. Praise his name. And in that more grace, I'll tell you what, that he's pouring on, there's more and more in this armor. And it cannot be overlooked. Praise his name. I so thank God when he hits the brakes. He's got something, you know, I want you to really see this, and kind of stops everything. And I know that's the Holy Ghost ministering to us. But let's get right at it tonight. Chapter 6, verse 15. We are in the armor, the whole armor of God. And we thank the Lord. We know that this is this encouragement that the Lord is bringing to our lives, that we have this and we have put it on. And we need to be aware again of all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ that we have, that we fully have. And this includes all of these things. This is all inclusive when he says all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. There's nothing withheld. And I thank God we need to be bold in this. We need to be bold in what the blood of Christ brought to our lives. Bold, praise the Lord, in his promises. Not to draw back in unbelief, not to be defeated in guilt, not to be defeated, you know, I thank God, in unbelief even. Get over it and thank the Lord. Appreciate him when he says, even when we believe not, he abides faithful. That's not encouraging me to believe not more. It's encouraging me to believe God and to trust him that he is the faithful one. And he's always the faithful one. And it's amazing how that'll stir up that wonderful life of Christ in you. It'll awaken and truly cause that spirit to take over. You want the Lord to work in your life, begin to just praise him for everything. Hallelujah. Verse 15, it says, and your feet shod. I got a little ahead of myself. I was there today. We're going to verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, we thank the Lord. We're so thankful we walked through that precious encouragement last week of the loins being girt about with truth. And now it's so sweet as he says, stand therefore, and this is part of it too, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Praise his name. Now this breastplate, brothers and sisters, is the armor used to be put on, covered both sides of the body, not just the front, but the back as well too. The Lord has made you righteous all the way through. All the way through. Praise God. And the reason is because it's his righteousness. It's his righteousness, praise God, that he has been made for us. And that righteousness is protection always and from all things. And I want us to always encourage ourselves in the Lord. And this is what God wants for our lives. Don't ever doubt him. Don't doubt him in this. His grace has made your heart fully righteous. Fully righteous. At the moment, praise God, you accepted Christ as Savior, fully righteous, fully protected, forever. And you get so encouraged how this breastplate of righteousness, brothers and sisters, as we go along, is so key to keeping our hearts in a readied state for the bridegroom. See, it's not just recognizing and saying, oh, that's wonderful, I'm righteous. No, there's a praise to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm fully righteous because of that blood. I'll never get over that. Thank you, Jesus. He made us, praise God. He's been made for us the very righteousness. Or we've been made for him the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And it is forever. And knowing this, that God made us, and I said this earlier, God made us what he loved. Go on over to Psalm chapter 11, verse 7. Read this, what it says there. In Psalm 11, 7, for the righteous Lord, and oh, he is a righteous Lord, is he not? Amen. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. could you be quiet? The righteous Lord loveth righteousness. Now, let the Lord take this. See, this is overwhelming and powerful encouragement to us, brothers and sisters, in the new man that we have that lives in us, that is fully righteous forever, and praise be to God. In that new man, we have every bit of God's love, we have every bit of God's favor, and thank you, Jesus, it is always, 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 because he's made us, the righteous Lord loveth his righteousness. Stay with that now tonight. Stay with that forever. And that his righteousness is not temporal. It is not partial. It is always. It is full and it is overflowing. Praise be to God. And the entire point is of this whole thing is this full righteousness that he has made us in him is fully like him. It's fully like him. See, you remember where when we were reading back there in Ephesians that a man, he loves his wife. But a man that loves his wife loves himself. See, the Lord loves, again, what he is. He does. And he made us what he loves. He made us like him. He gave us his life. He gave us his righteousness. He gave us everything of his. Now, a human mind, you're going to get confused with all that. But when you step back and you recognize this is very God of very God. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect in love. And what is God? God is love. Love. And there's nothing greater. There's nothing sweeter. Even naturally speaking, love is still the best. It just is. Even a natural love is so amazing. It's so romantic. It's so beautiful. Whether it's in families or in couples and all of these different things. But then there's something that's not even worthy to be compared love because it's really the only love that is. And that's the love of Christ. And then the power of that and how that isn't something that as man's love is temporal, it has a time limit, all of those kinds of things. You know that. But his love is forever. And it's so incredible. It's always. And his love to us is not contingent. It is not contingent upon how I behave. It's not. It's not contingent upon how and, you know, things go or whatever it may be. Man will judge that. You understand that. Sometimes we'll withdraw our love. God never withdraws his love. He can't help it because now we are the sons of God. And we have his favor and we have his love. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. Now, how simple and perfect is all this is just amazing. But the privilege that we have, brothers and sisters, is we have all the perfect, full DNA of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's given it to us. He really has. He's given you his very life. And now the Word of God tells us to merely let that life, the life of Christ, grow up in you, into him in how many things? In all things. Let him grow up fully in you in all things, to the measure and the stature and the fullness of him. The very, very fullness of him. And we see that that plan, praise God, to grow up in the fullness of him was given to us because we've been made the very righteousness of God in him. All his righteousness in him. We have been made that in him. And now we just grow up into the fullness of him. Let's go read that precious verse because I know everybody is just chomping at the bit to go on over to 2 Corinthians 5:21. And we know this verse so sweetly. It says, for he hath made him. He made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that's what we've been made in him. Praise the Lord. And that's what's so beautiful again. The Lord, the righteous Lord. loveth his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, what fellowship we have with him. And that is so perfect. And that's why the crown, the very crown that Paul speaks of in 2 Timothy 4:8. Let's just turn over there. In 2 Timothy 4:8, this is why this crown, this exalted crown that Paul speaks of after he says, I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Here's what I'm going to receive. Henceforth, there is laid up for me, what? A crown of righteousness. So he's made me the very righteousness of God in him. But there is this mark for the prize. There is this fullness of that righteousness. Praise be to God. It's this crown that Paul speaks of. And isn't it interesting, the crown in which the Lord, the righteous judge. See, now think of this. You're fully righteous, amen? Oh, yes, you are. You've been made that in him. And let me tell you something. The Lord does never do anything halfway. He gives everything. Boom, you got it. All right? Now, he's a righteous judge. So you're already fully righteous. So what he's judging us for, praise God, and we know the judgment seat of Christ is going on right now, amen? It's for reward, amen? We're not being judged for heaven or hell. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we're already seated in the heavens in Christ. We're seated with him. We're right there right now. Praise the Lord. That'll never be taken away. I thank God that seed remaineth forever. So we have this wonderful righteous judge that's judging us for this righteousness. And we know that it's going to be a reward because, praise be to God, we're fully righteous. So the judgment is how much have we grown up in that righteousness. And that's exactly what this crown of righteousness is. If you go into the Greek and you see exactly what the definition of this means, it means the exalted rank of righteousness. These are the ones that have grown up in the fullness of that righteousness. We're going to talk about that in a minute because somehow, see, the enemy always wants to get to us to say, oh, okay, well, that means I've got to do something to grow up into it. Let me ask you something as a human. Do you try to grow up as a human? There's some people that need to grow up, but that's a whole different story. But I'm talking about when you're a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like a little baby, he's not trying to grow up. He feeds, he eats, drinks, all those types of things. And it just happens, doesn't it? It's the same thing with that precious word. You feed on it. It's all there. It's all been given. Fullness of it is right there. The very fullness of Christ lives in you. That's why the Lord tells us that when we're born of God, we're born Lord of all. That's Galatians 4:1. We're not born to be servants. We're not born to be something that is, you know. No, we're born to rule and to reign. We're born with that same heavenly DNA, the very Son of God. Hallelujah. Now are we the sons of God. It's the same life. And that's why we can partake fully, jointly, and to be glorified together with him jointly, because it's his life. He gets all the glory, but because he's so incredible. And in this plan, he enjoins us into that oneness with him. We partake fully in all of that. It's so incredible, and I thank the Lord that we have the faith to believe this because of the word of God. But it says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, this exalted rank of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So we see so sweetly that this exalted rank of righteousness is given to who? The ones that work and manifest all of these good deeds? No, it doesn't say that. It's all about love and loving his appearing. And it's the immensity of the loving and the love that grows in us of his appearing is the rank of righteousness to that exalted rank of the crown that you can have. Isn't that beautiful? That it's all right there. It's not to all them also that do good or work hard. It's the lover. It's the one that are just besides themselves. God willing, we're going to have a sermon on Sunday. There was a precious woman, the very first one that showed up at the resurrection. She was beside herself. I want him. Where is he? I'll take him. That's the love. And oh, how she was rewarded. She saw things none of them did. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's there. It's right there. And just enter in and partake. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we see this exalted rank of righteousness crown. It's a superior growth. A superior growth in the fullness of the life of Christ in you. It's not the superior growth of you. The superior growth of Christ in you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? That's the beautiful thing. That's why she has the glory of God. It's always his glory. It's always, there is no other glory but his. She has the glory of God. Thanks be to God. That glory to glory that we're growing in, that's his glory. But I got it, and you do too. Because that's what he gives. He gives everything of his is ours. We have it. And just to grow up into that. And how could we not be excited about that? How could you sit there like a bump on a log or something of that nature? And I thank God. I do want to encourage myself in the Lord. And if by chance in encouraging myself, I encourage you, praise be to God. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I thank the Lord. I'm in love. Thank you, Lord. I am. And when you're in love, thank you, Jesus, and I think a lot of you know this, you can't help but be happy. You can't help but tell people that you love, which I love you because of Christ, whom I love. And it's the same thing. You understand that? You don't go hiding away or embarrassed about your love. You tell about your love. Show them. And I thank God that it's your same love too. That's why we hang around. If it wasn't, we'd say, oh man, I'm tired of that. And that's what happens. That's why they come and go. Very similar, isn't it? Oh yeah. Well, God's doing it, so we leave it there. So, just as Jesus, now think of this. Just as Jesus, he was born a baby, amen? Yes, he was. And when he came as man, he's born a baby, he had to grow up. And he had to fully grow up in the fullness of what the Father's plan, again, in that example to us of what our Lord and Savior would be. That babe, praise God, was fully Jesus. But that babe that was fully Jesus grew up into all the fullness of God's will. That's what the evidence was. He did that because he loved us. He was always very God of very God. He was very man of very man. It was all there. But for us, he showed us that we grow up. That was a spiritual encouragement to us, that we're born this child and we need to grow up in the Lord. Amen. The Father has a perfect plan for us, just like this perfect plan for him. And that plan of handing the throne to his Son. All of this had to transpire, praise God. But for his Son to have that throne, he's got to have his wife. And here we are in that wonderful, isn't that a similar calling? The hope of his calling, it's his calling. It's a jointly reigning calling. He must have that wife to take that throne. You see how God so loved the world, how much God loves you? To place us in this, so graced and merciful of a position. As a natural man, I know what he should have done with me. But God, who is rich in mercy, in his great love wherewith he loved us. Praise the Lord. Now that's, praise God, the same for us. This life of Christ in us. With all of that godly DNA, that the will of the Father, the plan of perfection for our life, the power of the Holy Ghost to do it, to merely believe it and grow up fully in the knowledge of that life. Praise God. We're just growing. We continue to hear it. Amen. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it's by the power of his might, that Holy Ghost, he enlightens the eyes of our understanding. And you begin to see it. And you need to hear it, chew on it, meditate on it. Here a little, there a little, line upon line, and precept upon precept. And it's amazing what a masterpiece the word of his grace builds up. It gives you an inheritance, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And it gives you that inheritance among all them also that are sanctified. Praise the Lord. Set apart to him. And this is what he has for us. Praise his name. And we're here. We gather again just to praise him. This is what God's intended for us. This is the fully purpose, the good pleasure of his will that he has for us. And he has it forever for us. And this is pure grace. This is absolutely pure grace. This is the lily that we talked about on Sunday. The lily that is arrayed beyond Solomon that doesn't toil. It's just all there, and it just grows up. That's all it has to do. And I thank God that is so wonderful. No wonder it says in Psalm 37:29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Those that have been made righteous by the blood, you inherit. Praise God. And it's forever. Hallelujah. And it never ceases. It never ceases from that. It's by grace through faith. By grace through faith. By grace through faith. All of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that faith that we have is the faith in the grace of God. The faith that we have is the faith in his faithfulness. The faith that we have is that I'm confident that he will keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Amen. The faith that I have is that he will perform the good work which he has begun in me. Huh? I think the faith that we have, praise God, is just complete confidence in him, is it not? See, the Bible never contradicts itself. If I can't do a thing without him, I can't do a thing. If the lily doesn't toil and I'm the lily, I can't do a thing. So why do I keep trying to take a verse or something of that nature? Even like where Paul says, I've kept the faith. Did Paul really? Now, I want you to think about this. Was it his effort? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We know that. I've kept the faith in his grace. It never ceases from that. How do you grow? If you're going to grow all the way up into him in all things, it's going to be one thing, grace. Amen. Grace. Grace. Amen. I know I need the faith to believe it, but how do I get faith? It's by grace, by grace, by grace, by grace. And I thank the Lord. What's the life you live? You can say by faith, finish it right. By the faith of the Son of God. Really let that run through your heart. By the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who loved me and gave himself for me. He gave himself so he could come and live in me. Reign in me. Have that faith, praise God, that lives in me, his faith. He had to give me his life to have that faith. It's glorious, isn't it? That's why we can be completely dependent upon him, completely reliant upon him. And when that strength and power of that life grows up fully, my goodness, brothers and sisters, the boldness that we have in the Lord, it's just awe and it's inspiring. I'll even jump ahead. Proverbs 28:1 says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion. They're not timid. They don't go, oh, I wonder. They're bold as a lion. They're kings. They're kings. The lion represents that king. It's because of what he was made for me and what I'm made for him. I think, praise the Lord. I'm satisfied with his word. Are you not? Praise God. And it is. And I thank God he gives us the capacity to say, Lord, I thank you. I'm in agreement with this. And I thank the Lord I'm in agreement with this. But he has to give me his thoughts. It has to be the very mind of Christ. Once we try to start measuring this stuff with our own minds, you're going to get twisted. And do you see? I mean, as the Spirit brings this forth. It's not Jesse bringing this forth or Brother Hill or any. As the Spirit brings this forth. It's simple. The Holy Ghost just lines it up and you sit there and you go, well, yes. Praise the Lord. And sadly, there's Christians that have meant and tried to do you good, but they didn't get it. They don't. And they tell you wrong. And there's religious organizations and denominations. And sadly, just hear him. Don't try to line this up in how you think naturally I need to see this. You need to have this rightfully divided by the Holy Ghost. That's how this word is rightfully divided. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is wonderful because this breastplate we're talking about, it's that majestic royal warrior. A heart that knows that it's completely safe and it's kept and it's inspired by the valor of his calling. I believe David had that, would you not? Would you think David was inspired by that encouragement and completely confident and safe and kept? As he said, you know what? I can't have your natural armor, King Saul. I appreciate the thought, but that don't even fit me. Thank you, Lord. You understand that, right? He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to be able to handle that. That is a whooping. And it came, and it was fierce, and a head came off. Thank you, Lord. Now, see, this is the confidence that we have, brothers and sisters, because he's made us the very righteousness of, we've been made that for him, and he's been made that for us, I should say. In Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish. It shall accomplish. It will do it. That which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. All I say, yea and amen. Those are the promises of God. And we thank the Lord. So we have that encouragement. And we have that encouragement in so many ways from all truth. All truth. That's who he is all truth. And knowing that all truth is all his love and fully ours, because love and his love cannot be withheld from us, he just wants to keep pouring and pouring and pouring this upon us, igniting it all by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That's what keeps us in it. That's what keeps drawing us. Now, kind of doing a little bit of a close now on what we've read here back in Ephesians. Again, this verse started with that precious encouragement, stand. Stand. Be still. Thank you, Lord. You're doing it all. Hallelujah. Stand. This breastplate of righteousness. Stand. Be a thankful champion soldier. Just stand. Be majestic as a king. We just read that verse in Proverbs 28:1. The righteous are as bold as a lion. We're bold in what grace has made us. Grace has made us that. It accomplished it. It's going to prosper in it. Because God said it. Amen. That grace gave us that wonderful faith. The lily doesn't toil. It's either grace or it's works. It's either the spirit or it's flesh. The two cannot be mixed. It doesn't go that way. You don't go so far in grace and then you do something. You don't go so far in grace and then you keep something. He keeps it all. He's the keeper. He's the shield. He's the buckler. He's the high tower. He's the peace. He's the rest. He's everything. 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 Now, that really begins to soak in, brothers and sisters. We will be bold and we will stand. Oh, yes, we will. And by the grace of God, we will withstand. And here's a wonderful encouragement of standing and what we stand in. Turn on over to 1 Timothy 1:9. And you need to read this. And the reason you need to read it is because you'd say, well, it just sounds so incredible. It's too good to be true. That is the word of God. But that's why you need to read it. And in 1 Timothy 1:9, it says this, knowing this. Do you know this? And what does it say that you know? That the law is not made for a righteous man. How about that, sister? Isn't that something? The law is not made for a righteous man. Are you a righteous man? Are you a righteous man? Oh, yes, you are, because of the blood of Jesus. That's why. And the law was not made for you. How many of us then run around and try to fit something upon our life and somehow say, well, that was made for me. Isn't that something? The word of God even says that the law and the ordinances were against you. They weren't bad. They weren't bad. They're wonderful. But they're, let me tell you something, but they were against you. And they were wonderful. And the reason they were wonderful is because it magnified our sin. It magnified everything that we couldn't do. It magnified that there was only one way. The one that fulfilled it all. Praise God, the Lamb of God. So he tells Timothy, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. But who is it for? But for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners. For unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. And we could go on and on and on and on in that. And I'm going to tell you something. You go on in that and you're going to say, well, wait a second. A couple of those things I do. Now, wait a second. Was David righteous? You know he was righteous. He was God's anointed. He's the man after God's very own heart. And I'm going to tell you right now, I go through there and at least three or four of them, David, man, we're going to just stick it on a t-shirt and let you wear it around. But that's not who he was. He's a righteous man. And once again, we know this, the law is not made for a righteous man. Now, To be strong and to stand, you know what you need? More grace. That's how you're strong. You need to be strong in His grace. Amen. That's how righteousness will grow in your life. Praise the Lord. But see how the enemy tries to get? He tries to get us to embrace the law, which was not made for a righteous man. It's not going to do anything good for you. And matter of fact, that will make you weak. It'll do the opposite of having you to stand. You stand in the grace of God alone. Yes, you do. And brothers and sisters, we need more grace always, because the law only weakens you in grace. Romans 3:22 tells us the righteousness of God is by what? Faith. The righteousness of God by faith. It is not of works, is it? So then all growth in righteousness, we know, would then be by what? By faith, and not by the works of the law. And do not fool yourself that you've entered into this promise and now you need to keep it, because you've just went back and what you're claiming, and you can fool yourself, but you're not fooling God, is that you're saying that righteousness now comes by works. There is a family in here that loved the Word of God, and I know that for some time. Many years ago, were used of the Lord in wonderful ways, encouraging many things in this place. There was a wind of doctrine that got a hold of them, that said, oh yes, there's bridal company, it's separate and all of that. And oh yes, it was grace. But to win, you got to be perfect in the law. And that family completely departed from this truth. Completely. And it is a shipwreck of faith. And I'm so sad. Love them dearly. But it's as if they never knew. Now, never forget the law is not for the righteous. Never forget that. It couldn't be any more clear. Galatians 2:21, Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. I do not frustrate the grace of God. If righteousness come by the law, then Christ died in vain. If righteousness comes by the law, Christ is dead in vain. He died for nothing if the growth in righteousness is through works. We're right back to the pinky fingernail that Brother Hill used to say, if I could just clip this little pinky fingernail. You better not clip that one. I don't want to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. And I know one thing, grace don't miss it. Grace does not. Grace is the mark. Mercy is the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we need to become and grow more and more strong in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is what? Full of grace and truth. We were made righteous by grace, and we grow in righteousness by grace and not works. He keeps it all. Paul concludes it all in Philippians 3:9. Turn over there. What a glorious, just a praise to his wonderful Lord. Yes, how beautiful it is. And we'll read from verse 8. Paul says, doubtless, without a doubt, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. And right there we're back to the superior rank. That's what that means. The knowledge is that superior rank. That's what that means. Right there, the superior rank of righteousness. The knowledge of who we are in Christ. Do you love who he's made you in Christ? Are you thankful for that? Are we thankful for his life? This immense wealth that he has brought us into, that, praise God, we enjoy this freely. I'm so thankful for my Lord. I'm so thankful for my Father. I'm so thankful for my sonship. I'm thankful. I want it all. I don't want anything else. This is beautiful. It's marvelous. I was thinking how sad it is, these families that, and I'm talking about naturally, and I understand it's a natural comparison, but you can understand it. These families that for generations and generations, you know, built a business or had all of this wealth and land and all of these different things, and there was really an appreciation and hard work and generations of building this and building this, and it passed from dad to son and all this and all of this encouragement. And then here comes one that, well, I don't want that. I won't have anything to do with that. All the virtue of it, the value of it, and they don't want it. And the hurt, how much more so our Father, and giving us everything in his Son, the hurt. And all he wants us to be is thankful of who we are in him. I'm not ashamed of this gospel. I'm proud of the gospel. I'm so thankful in it. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I'm not ashamed of it. It's everything. There's no boast but in the Lord. It's our boasting. But here's what Paul says as he concludes it all. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and yet all of that I've suffered, that's dung, that I may win Christ. It was a privilege. All of this suffering I went through, it was an absolute gift. Because I'm going to win Christ. I'm going to win him and be found in him. I win him and I'm found in him. All back to in Christ, in him. Not having mine own righteousness, nothing of me. Nothing of me. Right? Mine own righteousness, which once again is of the law. And the law was not made for a righteous man. That's why. The boast wasn't in, well, I did, look at me, I fulfilled this commandment and this one and this one and this one. And I did this right. And you do that wrong. Brethren, we have to stop that. Trust God. He'll chasten. He'll do those things. But that's not the benchmark of winning. And if you're putting that's the benchmark of finishing with a full joy, you sure didn't. Because you were so uptight, there was no joy to be found. It's the truth. You better be in love and not uptight. But be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is what? Through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God. You want the righteousness of God? It comes one way. By faith. Let's stand and be dismissed.